Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
That's right. It is a great morning, in spite of the snow, if you're in the Northeast or even the Midwest. They also got slammed, some parts of Ohio and other parts. But good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I believe my guest is on the show this morning. We have a doubleheader, part two from yesterday. Dr. Alvin Perry, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, good morning. Well, we're glad the snow didn't stop you. How's it over your way?
I can't tell you because I'm inside and it's 73 degrees and sunny inside my house.
Okay. All right, now, that sounds like a plan. But, yes, and so what we don't want to delay. This topic today, we want to get moving because there is some good information that you have to share with us. You know, we were listening yesterday and talking about dropping so many nuggets of wisdom. But for those of you tuned in, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for tuning back in for part two of Dr. Alvin Perry, who is the owner of TV Neckwear, and also the author of Circus Act. And you can also, there's websites, you can go to the website. We'll give that information out toward the end of the show, but we certainly appreciate you coming back on, sharing with our listeners, entrepreneurs, leaders, those who are helping entrepreneurs, those who work for entrepreneurs. This is good information for you. So you were talking yesterday and telling us that you have a system and there are some principles that a person can follow, and you're going to continue to share with us about that and how you, and I think it's pretty incredible, how you took $200 or $250, and correct me on whichever that is, and how you took that and then you turned that into $15,000 in 6 months. I think it's incredible. We want to hear more about that. Want to hear more about what you have that can help the entrepreneur. We have people who were tuned in yesterday, those who were listening. Many people today are thinking about going into entrepreneurship. Many people cannot find jobs right now. The unemployment issue is a big problem in this country. Unemployment benefits ran out for millions of people, and a lot of people are up in arms. They don't know what to do, Dr. Alvin. So if you can just take it away and, you know, share some nuggets. You've studied entrepreneurship. You've studied business. Help us out on today.
Well, just to say good morning, and I'm glad I'm back, and I'm hoping that we were able to helped some folks on yesterday. And as I said yesterday, the biggest thing that everyone needs to understand is I don't care what you do, there is a system. And I have been trained by who I believe is the world's best entrepreneurship coach, Mr. Jim Harris. And he's trained me on systems and processes. And I've developed the system process and a repeatable process, which I have written in a book called The Circus Act. And you can find that at thecircusact.com. As you're correct, I took a $250 investment and turned it into $15,000 in revenue within 6 months. And everything starts with the first thing is passion. You have to find something that you are passionate about. I really didn't focus on the money. What I focused in on is I really was passionate about something, and I took that passion and I put it into the funnel, the system. And it's a funnel approach, if you will. And that's starting with what's the problem, what's the solution, and who's going to pay for it. I don't care what you do, with bubble gum to nuclear rockets. Everything starts with what's the problem, what's the solution, and who's going to pay for it. And the problem needs to be big enough where the solution is very impactful and there's enough people that see the value that want to buy it. That's a simple getting started.
So there's a system. There's these three pieces of like you say, creating anything. There's a problem, there's a solution, and who's going to pay for it. And then you talked about passion, people having a passion. And you say you didn't chase the money, so it's not about just saying, okay, let me do something that's going to make a lot of money.
Exactly. So I mean, entrepreneurs have many opportunities to do many different things because you're always looking for something. You're looking to solve problems. And but what we get caught up in is, and I've been guilty of this myself, it's about money. And a great example is, in my opinion, is MLM, multi-level marketing. Now, you can make some money at multi-level marketing, but you really need to be passionate about doing that. And for me, I've never really been successful at all in a multi-level marketing program because at the end of the day, when I think back, I was really never passionate about the products that they were offering. It was more so looking at the fact that you could make this money doing this stuff. But passion was missing, and that's what I would tell you why I probably was never successful at that. One thing I love doing is creating. I love developing things, and I love investing in me. And that's one of the things we did not talk about yesterday is the investment that I made. I was investing in me. Mm-hmm. I was investing in myself. And in order to be, put yourself along the road, down the path, you have to make an investment.
Well, what do you say to people, Dr. Alvin, who don't believe in this whole my passion is going to generate enough income for me to sustain a family, you know, pay my mortgage or rent, pay my car note, you know, some of the basic things that we say now we need these things in life. I mean, well, you do need a shelter. We do need shelter. We know that. Do we have to have a car? No. But even if we don't have a car, unless you're going to stay in the house, you still have to have transportation, whether you're taking a taxi. That costs money, whether you're taking a train or a bus. Last time I checked, they don't let you on those things for free unless you're like a senior citizen. They have or you have some type of disability, they might let you on Access Link or some of these types of programs. But other than that, so what do you say to people who have, I'm sure there are students or people that you've met who feel that way, that, you know, the passion, what I'm passionate about, I don't think will get me the type of income that I need to live and live a decent life?
Well, the thing is, everyone has to take accountability of themselves. And whatever you want in this life, you've got to go get. Nobody's going to come bring it to you. And one of the things we did not talk about yesterday is that, you know, they may hear this story and they say, well, Dr. Perry's got it all together and, he did this or that, blah, 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 blah. But what we didn't talk about is before I got to New Jersey in 2006, I had filed bankruptcy 4 times over a 2-year period. And I had a $500,000 home with $175,000 of equity that I got foreclosed on. And, you know, what I could tell you is, although that was the toughest period in my life, that period provided me with the greatest growth in my life. And for all those people who are trying to say, woe is me, and as long as you're in that mode, you're not going to go anywhere. I could have easily have let that situation deter me from being who God had destined for me, but that's not the case. You know, so I fought through, financial failure. And, what you're seeing now is the other side of that. I just believed in me, and I believed that that was a situation that did not define me. I was not going to let that define. I was not going to let that be the story, right? So the story is my wife and I, we overcame that situation. We moved here to New Jersey from Georgia. We were starting over. My wife is doing wonderful in her job. She's a manager at a company, doing very well. I post that experience. I published 7 books. I got a master's degree. I got a doctorate degree. Started speaking business. Starting a coaching and consulting business. So the point I want to make is, I've been there. I've been not poor. I've been broke. Not poor. I've been broke. And the difference between poor and broke, poor is you just have more month than you have money. Broke, I don't care how much month you have, you don't have any money. I went 6 months in 2006 where the only money we had coming in the house was $450 in food stamps. My wife was pregnant with my youngest son, and my network kept my lights on so that I could keep my house cool, have power, kept my phone on so that I could be calling looking for jobs, and help kept my internet on so that I could be looking for work. So I've come from the bottom of the bottom to be where I am right now. So the story and the message is you have to believe in yourself. Don't let the situation that you're in now define who you are. Have a positive PMA, positive mental attitude, and just keep your feet moving because you're one step away from positive change. Quitting is a choice you do not have to make.
You know, and that was another thing. So now I guess we're going to have to we'll have to schedule you for another show, Zone, because I definitely wanted to play. You have a song out, so you're an author. Talk about a serial entrepreneur. We are speaking with one right now. If you just tuned in to All About Entrepreneurs, welcome to the show today. My special guest, I'm so honored to have with us today, Dr. Alvin S. Perry. He is the founder of and owner of PV Neckwear. That's pvneckwear.com. That's P as in Peter, V as in Victor. The word and neckwear, like neckties and bow ties, actually, and neckerchiefs and other items. His son also has his own collection. He also trains individuals in entrepreneurship and business ownership, business expansion, business growth, and college education. He's also a professor. Also, he is the author of The Circus Act. .com, and I would like to hear more about some of those principles in your book. But Dr. Alvin Perry has just shared with us that he had it hard. He said that there's a difference between broke and poor. So he said he wasn't just poor, he was broke. And that just a few years ago, it sounds like about 8 years ago, that he was so broke the only income that they had in her home, him and his wife, his children, was $400-something worth of food stamps. And from that, you were able to pull yourself up, you and your family, because as the head of your household, you know, you had an even greater responsibility than sometimes some people who are not the head of their household. So that had to be depressing, to say the least, that you had your this beautiful, I've seen your wife, a beautiful woman, your children, that just right there is just enough to make you stop and take a deep breath and say, wow. And I met you in person. I've been in your presence. You carry yourself in such a, you know, very prestigious way. You know, that's the best word I can come up with. But very, oh, my goodness. Talk about humble being the way. A very humble person that just really, you know, wants to help people. And you're here today. You sacrificed two mornings in a row coming here to share these nuggets of wisdom. You talked about that positive mental attitude, PMA. You've told us about this system and that no matter what it is that you want to do, any product you want to create, you start with this system that has these three components to it. What is the problem? What's the solution? And who's going to pay for it? And you said if the problem is big enough, that the solution needs to have a big enough impact. And so anyway, so yes, just so many interesting things that you shared here today. And last time you gave us also three, I think you gave us some keys, but go ahead. I know you want to jump in, and I just wanted to let those who are just tuned in, welcome to the broadcast. And if we have time for questions at the end, but I know people are listening. They want to know, how do you get started? You know, some people, their problem is that, and I know my nephew is probably listening in this morning, and happy birthday to you, Mike. Happy birthday, Mary. Marianne Kochet, her birthday is also today, and she did tune in toward the end. You know Marianne, so happy birthday, Marianne. And I think there's a few other people whose birthdays are today. Good morning, happy birthday. But Dr. Perry, back to you for a minute.
Well, you know, as I move in and talk about these six core business systems, I want to just say one more thing. I was broke, but I was not broken. It's a difference between broke and broken. And I was not broken, and I was not going to let that situation take me under. Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk about the Circus Act, and we talk about the business systems, and we've got the first three things that gets us started, but then we have to move into the six core business systems. That's operations, that's sales, that's marketing, that's human resource, that's finance, and risk management. All these are the key systems that run any business. I don't care whether you're selling bubble gum or whether you're selling nuclear rockets. You have to have those six core business systems, and you have to have those working in conjunction with one another, and that will put you in a position to be successful. More than likely, you're going to be successful. You know, does it guarantee success? No. But it definitely puts you in a position to be more than likely that you're going to be successful, that when you have your operational procedures down, when you have your sales channels identified, where you're going to sell your product, when you have your marketing message that resonates with your profile customer, when you've identified, okay, how many people or what does it take from a human capital to make this happen, you need to understand, what is my break-even point? You know, is this a viable enough business? You know, what do I need to do in terms of selling and generating revenue to make sure I cover all this, you know, make this happen? And the last thing is risk management. You know, how do I have my business set up? You know, is it LLC, the C corporation? I got to make sure I have all my accounting stuff together. I mean, all this works as a connected spider web, if you will, that has electricity running through it. And as long as you have no breaks in the line, if you will, you're putting yourself your business in a position that are more than likely to scenario to be successful. Are you there?
That's good. That's good. That's good. Yes. Those six business systems, I like that. Yes, those are, that's, you know, because sometimes when individuals haven't really maybe, you know, studied business, they may not realize, even though, you know, most people who work in any sizable company, they probably deal with all those different companies. There are usually departments, or at least there's a one particular person handling operations or finance or HR. So people are around these systems all the time. Some people pick up very quickly how they intertwine. Unfortunately, though, I know for what I've experienced in some companies is that there's not a lot of synergy with all those departments. And there, I mean, I've been in companies where there were even, you know, infighting. You know, the finance department doesn't understand the advertising people. The advertising department, they're not sure why HR hired. So, you know, unfortunately, but from your perspective, when you're an entrepreneur, you get a chance to set the stage as a leader. You get to set the stage properly and make sure that people are properly trained and that the team is working well together. So I think that's really, really, really important. So, well, you've just offered us right there a great solution. And so there you have it. Well, I guess you'll be selling thousands of copies, thousands more copies, because I'm sure that book is doing quite well, because that sounds like something that a lot of people don't have as they decide that actually they need to read it prior to deciding to go into business. I would suggest, and I don't know if you would agree with me, but probably while you're still working, before you quit your day job, as they say, probably need to read that book, and that way you'll know what you're looking for. You'll know what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, many of us, even me, when I was in corporate America, we don't have an opportunity to get visibility to all of the six core business systems, because as a corporate professional, we either work in operations or sales or marketing or HR or finance or in risk management. We don't work in all of those. Only time you get a chance to work in all of those disciplines is if you are an entrepreneur. And so one of the things that part of my research in my doctoral study is that if you want to get into entrepreneurship, you need to get some training and development. Let me say this again. If you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to get out of here and do this, what we do, you need to get some training and development. You just don't wake up one morning and say, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, as I said at your entrepreneurship conference, you know, I failed my way to where I am right now, right? I failed my way here, and that's how I learned a lot of stuff. And then I've capped off all of my entrepreneurship experiences by taking and investing in myself to go get a doctoral degree in entrepreneurship.
That was smart. That sounds like a wise investment.
I have no limit of what I would invest in myself, right? I have no limit to what I would invest in myself. And you have to understand that you need to make an investment in yourself if you want to be successful. You're less than likely to wake up in the morning and say, today, for whatever reason, I want to be an entrepreneur, and let me just jump into business, and you have not had any training and development, none. You don't have a clue. So one of the things we talked about is the fact that I do offer training and coaching. And if someone is interested, if someone is interested in receiving some training and coaching, I'm actually, you know, finalizing a coaching program, and you can send me an email at alvin@alvinperry.com. If you're interested in receiving some training and coaching and consulting in this wonderful thing called entrepreneurship, please reach out to me by email at alvin@alvinperry.com.
Let me get that. Alvin at
Alvin Perry. Alvin Perry.com.
Okay. All right. That's what we're talking about on the phone now with Dr. Perry. And so that is so true because, you know, that training, that being trained, understanding all those systems, those six systems, understanding the concept of, you know, having the problem, the solution, finding your market, targeting your market, finding that value proposition statement that you talked about yesterday and having the value in the proposition of what you're offering. So we can see that there's so much information. And you've been on both sides. You've been on the side where you didn't have, and now you're over here. We're on the side of how to be successful in business. And so that, I think, is also great. So like I was saying before, I was saying with my nephew or people that I know, sometimes people have so many business ideas, they don't know where to, they can't get started. How do you help that person, or what would you say to that person?
As we talked about yesterday, I operate on the 20/80 rule. We're all trying to generate $1, but I want to invest 20% or 20%, and the thing that I'm going after is generating the sales that are providing me an 80% to get to the dollar, because at the end of the day, that provides a lower break-even point. Instead of me investing 80 cents trying to get a dollar, where I have more money at risk to lose than I have to gain, I'm looking for opportunities where I have more to gain than lose. So I'm looking at things where I can invest $250 and generate $15,000 in 6 months, as opposed to investing $15,000 and generating $250 in 6 months. I want to flip that. So you need to be looking for opportunities that have a low cost of entry but have a higher opportunity for return, which means you're gonna break even quicker. There's a shorter time to make to where you're getting in the black to where you're actually making money.
Well, okay, so we have some people on the line. I just wanted to know if anyone had a direct and specific question for Dr. Lewis while he's on the air. If you do, Dr. Perry, I'm calling you Dr. Lewis. Dr. Perry, if you would just hit your number one key, and I would be more than glad to open your phone line, and you can talk to Dr. Perry directly. This is a great opportunity to get that question in. Don't get off the phone without asking him. I mean, he's here. He's very approachable. You can talk to him live right here on All About Entrepreneurs, because this is what it's really about. We are so grateful to have you on, Dr. Perry. I'm so grateful to be able to work with you on some projects, I know that we'll be able to host you again with our conference coming up in August here in the city of Newark, and we're so happy about that, looking forward to that. People are already coming. People are already planning to attend, and we are looking forward to you being a part of that again, sharing with people. But I suspect that this year we will have some type of, here's a question, so I'm going to open up this person's phone line and welcome them. Area code 973, you're on the air with Dr. Alvin S. Perry, entrepreneur. Tell us your name and give us your comment or question.
Hi, good morning. My name is Lori, and I've been blessed by radio show. Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful.
So you had asked a question I wanted to ask, like, where to begin, because, like you mentioned, I am bursting with ideas, but, like, the hardest part is knowing where to begin. So where I start is by researching training and buying books is where I begin, or do I start? What do I do?
Well,
that's what I'm confused about.
Let me tell you that, you know, you have to, you know, streamline the baby that you're trying to, the children that you're trying to birth, and these ideas that you're birthing, they're your children. So you have to look at where is the greatest opportunity for success with this stuff I'm trying to birth, and it starts with what is the problem that you're solving, right? You have to clearly identify what it is you're solving. Second, you have to clearly have a value proposition for your solution, right? Your solution is your product or service. And the more unique your solution is to that problem, the more you're going to be able to charge for it because you're selling, you're bringing a unique value, right? And the third thing is you have to identify a specific market that you want to sell your solution. And as I said before, if you had a slice of pie that was 1 inch in diameter, or you had a slice of pie that was 1 foot in diameter, you would probably, I would believe, want to have the slice of pie that's from 1 foot in diameter versus 1 inch. So now the third thing is, okay, how big is this opportunity? Because at the end of the day, if the opportunity is not big enough in the terms of having enough people that are willing to pay for it, then you need to move to another opportunity. So the first thing is, what's the problem? What's the solution? And clearly identifying what is the size of the market that you believe would be willing to pay for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Lori. Thank you for calling in. And thank you for that question. Thank you, Dr. Allen, for that powerful solution and answer to her. I like that about the babies and the multi, because a lot of times you do hear people tell people, okay, you're birthing your baby. But sometimes they forget to tell them that, okay, but for you, maybe you're going to be birthing children. So you have more. And I was there, Lori, as many others are, and that's one of the big hang-ups, and that's a place a lot of people get stuck, is that they don't know where to start because they have so many. And you know, Dr. Alvin, sometimes when you are a very creative person, when you are that type of person, you see, you do tend to get so many ideas. And so it can be an issue. So there is so much help right there. There's so much help right there for people. And so I just wish I could get you back every morning, Doctor. Oh, my God, how can I work this out? But I know you are very busy. And, again, Lori, we certainly appreciate and we certainly thank you. And, Lori, Dr. Alvin Perry, thank you. It's a great thing that we're going to be able to do some things and work together. And I know for some of the products that I also have, for you calling in today and with your question, I'm going to make sure that on some of the trainings, any of the trainings you would like to take with, I'm sure Dr. Alvin can work something out. You know, though we didn't speak about it earlier, but I know for me, I'm willing to definitely offer you, you know, a discount on some of the products or services to help you out, because I know what it's like, you know, when you start out. But just for you calling in on this show today, being so brave to call in and speak up, so we definitely want to make that happen for you. Typically
Thank
on
you.
The show, I do give away. Yes, you're welcome. So make sure you inbox me on Facebook to remind me. But I do typically like to give away, you know, a book or CD, a resource guide or something for you. And maybe Dr. Perry will give you one of those fancy bow ties if you got a special man. Or no, I'm only joking, just kidding. But 1 second, Dr. Perry, is there another question from the audience? If someone has a question, you can hit your number one key, and I'll be glad to pick up your phone line. I'm going to put you back on mute, Ms. Lori, and continue. We have about 5 more minutes of the broadcast. If there is any other questions, if not, Dr. Perry, I'll let you, you know, kind of wrap us up and close us out. But it can't be, I know you, it can't be the end of you being back here. You have just so much information. We do have a guest coming on tomorrow as well, so I want people to know that tune in. But as soon as I can get Dr. Perry, I don't want to overwork him, but, oh, my God, you just have so many great ideas and such a wealth of knowledge. I'm sure the colleges where you teach, I'm sure your students are just so grateful that you are their professor and those that want to get into business. But, yes, I'm going to let you, you know, just kind of wrap it up for us. And I thank everyone for tuning in. Dr. Perry, I'll give his website again. That's pvneckwear.com. That's P as in Peter, V as in Victor, N-E-C-K-W-E-A-R.com. The Circus Act, just like it sounds, the, T-H-E, circusact.com for the book. Please order the book. Order the book for your team. For your team, if you're working with, whether it's a team of two or a team of, you know, 202 or 2002, order this book for your team. Order it as a gift if you have an entrepreneur in your life. I'm certainly going to. It's my nephew's birthday, and I'm certainly going to plug him into you, Dr. Alvin, and let him connect with you because he has so many ideas, him and his wife. So I definitely need them to connect with you for absolute sure. But so thank you so much. But go ahead and tell us anything else you want. We got to give us your email again, that people who want the training, who want the coaching, who want to consult with you, that they can get in touch with you. So give them that information again, because I think it's Alvin.
Alvin at alvinperry.com. I'd just like to say thank you for inviting me to your show and having an opportunity to positively impact some person's life. I always believe in quality and not quantity, and the people that took it and thought it was not robbery to come on Monday and Tuesday, those are the people that were supposed to be there. Those are the people who are looking to try to put themselves in a different stratosphere than everybody else. You know, those are the people that I would like to say that they are not trying to be a copy because they're afraid to be original, you know. You know, many people are trying to be a copy because they're afraid to be an original. You got to step out of your silo, your comfort zone. You've got to invest in yourself in order for you to be successful. So I would just like to close by saying reach out to me, you know, by email, Facebook, however. If you want to connect with me because you want to get started in doing some coaching and training and understanding how to put yourself in the best position to be successful, hit me up at alvin@alvinperry.com. And Lisa, I would like to say you have a wonderful morning. Stay out of that cold. Stay inside. You might want to do like I'm doing in my house. It's 73 degrees and sunny inside. I haven't even looked outside to see what it looks like.
Good for you. That's great. I tell you, but that you said a mouthful right there when you said don't be an original. And don't be afraid to be an original. I just couldn't go past that. That is powerful because I know that's a big problem because I was guilty of that, not knowing how to, too afraid to be, didn't want to be a copy, knew I didn't want that, but was just too afraid to be original. That held me back for some years. So I know if it's held me back, I'm convinced that others are also stuck there. Maybe, yeah, there are some who are so busy trying to be a copy that they can't be original. But then there's that group of us that we know we don't want to be a copy, but we're too afraid to be an original. And so we thank God for you coming on today. I believe that that original fear of being original spirit has been broken. To anybody who listens to this program, whether they're listening now or go back and listen to the archives, I know that that is going to be broken off some people, and I'm going to be posting the link on Facebook for people to listen. That's right, that you said something so powerful right there. Do not be afraid to be an original, even when there's no one else doing. I've learned the hard way, even when sometimes because no one else is doing it, that is a greater indication that you may be very successful at it because it's probably an untapped problem. And so we thank you again so much, Dr. Perry, for coming on. Thank you for all that you're offering and sharing and giving of yourself and helping people. That, you know, I know, I think it was Zig Ziglar who said that if you give enough people what they want, if you help other people, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get everything you want. And you have helped so many people right here on this show. And we wish you nothing but great success. Thank you, everyone. And that's all we have time for. We'll be back tomorrow. We have another great guest coming on. And we'll be posting on Facebook who that is. So follow us on Facebook. On Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/AAE Show and keep up with all the happenings for the show. Again, thank you to our caller, to our listeners. And thank you again to you, Dr. Alvin Perry.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.